Brilliant. Well, good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our special Children's Carol service. If you're a visitor, my name's Peter. I'm one of the pastors here. It's great to see everyone. Great to see one of our church missionaries, Tim Wilson. He's back from Burkina Faso in Africa. The boys and girls will know who Tim is. You support him regularly. Now, the big news in Tim's life is he's just got engaged to Amanda, who's with us here this morning. So let's put our hands together and congratulate them. Brilliant. They're not hanging about as well, getting married in February. We'll be praying for you. We pray regularly for you, Tim. Amanda, we will add you to our prayer list here as a church family as well. But more important than Tim and Amanda, our boys and girls, thank you for taking part in our service. You look great, especially the ones all dressed up over here, and you sang really, really well. Now, as it says on the screen, Christmas is special. And the reason Christmas is special is we celebrate a really special birth, a very special baby. Now, every baby who's born, boys and girls, is really special. We have had a baby born into our church family very recently, here for our first Sunday service. And so Tim and Sharon celebrated the birth of Leah Joy, a little sister for Grace over here. What a special thing. Because every baby who's born is a gift from God. Every baby is a miracle. And so, boys and girls, when you were born, it was really, really special. What I've got here this morning on a screen is some photographs of some of the boys and girls sitting in front of me when you were born, when you were babies. Would you like to see these photographs? Yeah. Some of you are starting to panic, thinking, is my photograph coming up on screen? I wonder, do you recognize these babies? Who could that be? It's a boy who's here this morning. Who do you think it is, Gabe? Mark. Who? Mark. It's not Mark. No. It's a boy who's in P6. Jack? Noah, it is Noah Thompson. Where is Noah? Where's Noah hide? He's got his hood up. He's hiding. There's Noah. Now, this one is a really, I think personally, is a really, really special baby. Now, who could that be? I think this person is really, really special. Who do you think it is, Gabe? Go this time. Ruby. That's our Ruby. Now, Ruby was born on April Fool's Day, but it wasn't a joke. It was really, really special to us because the birth of a baby is really special. Now, who could this be? It's another boy who's here this morning with a Scottish name. There's a clue for you. Nobody wants to have a go. Who do you think it is, Jack? Not Gabe, no. Don't Gabe's a Scottish name. Peter. Oh, over here, who do you think it is? It's Callum. It's not quite Callum, it's close. What's his brother? It's Fraser. Did you recognize yourself, Fraser? No. Now, your mommy's over here. She's been leading our service. Now, Alison, when Fraser was born, was it special? Very, very special, because any child that's born is really special. It's a gift from God. But at Christmas time, we're not celebrating Noah's birthday, and we're not celebrating Ruby's birthday, and we're not celebrating yours, Fraser. Now, you're really special. But at Christmas, we think about a child who was extra special. We think about Jesus. Now, what is it about Jesus that makes him really special that we celebrate his birth every single year? Well, lots of hands are going up. But I don't want you to tell me, because I've got three other children who are going to help me, because I'm going to invite Ruby and Connor and Grace up to the front, and they're going to read for us, and they're going to read from God's special book, the Bible, and they're going to share with us why Jesus is special. So come and join me at the front, and they're going to read from Luke's Gospel and chapter 1. So Connor, if you stand here, and Grace, you come over to this side, and Ruby, you stand here. And I want you to listen really carefully, boys and girls. I want you to listen carefully for a number of reasons. First of all, because these three special children reading this morning, but they're reading from God's book. They're reading from God's word, the Bible. And so we've got to pay attention to what it says. And this is going to tell us the story of when the angel appeared to Mary and told her that she was going to give birth to an extra special be about. Now, you listen carefully and see if you can work out any of the reasons why Jesus is special. Thank you, Ruby.
Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
"How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child. is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Let's give them a big clap for reading so well. Thank you. You can take your seats. So Mary was told that she was going to give birth to a baby who was extra special. And there's a number of reasons that were read out in that passage. Here's some of the words. Connor actually read this verse, where the angel said to Mary, "You're going to have a baby, and you shall call his name Jesus." And Jesus is a really, really special name. The word Jesus has a special meaning. It actually means the Lord saves, or it means Savior. I wonder if you know what that means, boys and girls. I wonder if you know what the word Savior means. Maybe somebody could help me with this. Fraser, up and come and join me at the front. Come up, you come. He has no idea what he's coming forward for. But all I need you to do is stand here, Fraser. Brilliant. And he still looks cute, doesn't he? Even from that baby photograph. Now, I'm going to tell you a story here all about Fraser. Now, it's a made-up story. Just relax. But go with it. Because it helps us explain what this name, Jesus' name, Savior, really, really means. Because one day Fraser here went for a walk, and he went for a walk along the beach. Do you like the beach, Fraser?
Depends where it is.
Depends where it is. What? He's fussy with his beaches. What beach do you like?
Port Muck.
Port Muck. Okay, so he's walking along Port Muck one day. He was kicking the sand. He was throwing stones out into the water when suddenly there was this big gust of wind. A big gust of wind. Do you know like the wind we had yesterday? That kind of wind. It caught Fraser, hit him high into the air, and blew him straight into the water. Now, Fraser here is a brilliant, brilliant swimmer. Now, I know you're a brilliant swimmer, because on Thursday evenings you go for your swimming lessons, and I'm down there as well, because Molly has her swimming lessons at the same time. What swimming level are you on at the moment?
I'm on level 9, and then I have to get level 10, and then I'm doing my lifeguard training.
Okay, so he's on level 9, there's 10 levels, and then lifeguard training. He's a super swimmer. I have heard you're a better swimmer than your dad. Is that right? Yes, it's right. Okay. And you're better on a bike than your dad as well. Well, Fraser here is a brilliant swimmer, but that day, in the wind and the waves, it was useless. The harder he swam, the further he went underneath the water. But good news for you, Fraser, because somebody else was walking along Port Muck that day. It was me. And I was walking along, looking out to sea, and there, struggling in the water, was one of the CB Kids children. It was Fraser. Without a second thought, I dived head first into the water, swam across to Fraser, grabbed hold of him, held him up above my head, and walked to the shore, set him down. Now, it took Fraser a few moments to get his breath back. But when he did, he looked up at me, and he said two things. The first thing he said was, "Wow, you're my hero." And the second thing he said was, "Thank you, you're my Savior." Because that's what a Savior is. A Savior is somebody who rescues your life, who saves you. And Jesus came into the world not to save us from drowning. Who could tell me what Jesus came into the world to save us from, Jack? from our sins, something even more serious than drowning, because it's our sins, the wrong things that we do, that keep us away from God, separate us from God forever and ever, because God is perfect and we are not. And Jesus came in as a little baby, like this, who would grow up to be a man, to die on a cross, not for the wrong things he had done, because he's perfect, for the wrong things that we have done, so that he could forgive us, rescue us, save us, if we trust him as our Savior. Thank you, Fraser. You've done a great job just standing there. Let's give him a clap as he takes his seat. Well done. That's why Jesus is special. He is the Savior, the one who came to rescue us from our sins. But the passage that was read to us also told us a few other things as well. It says, he will be the Son of the Most High. Who do you think the Most High is, boys and girls? Who's it talking about? Yes. God, that's right. God the Father. Jesus is special because he has a very special Father. Now, in this drawing up here, we've got the baby Jesus and we've got Mary. And who's the man beside Mary? Yes, Callum. Joseph, that's right. Now, when the angel appeared to Mary, they weren't married. But a little while later, Joseph would marry Mary, and he'd look after her and care for her and help her to bring up Jesus as he grew older and older. But Joseph wasn't the father. No, the father of Jesus was God the Father in heaven. So Jesus is special. And Jesus is special because he's the Son of God. So he's a Savior, but he's also the Son of God. There's another reason that passage told us why Jesus is special. I wonder if you recognize this child here. Anybody know who that is? Ina is busting to tell me the answer. Who is it? Prince George, yes. He's probably one of the most famous children in all of the world. And why is he famous? Why is he special? Why do lots of people know who he is, Jack? Because he's a prince, and one day he will be the king. Yep, okay. He will be king. Now, when the day he was born, this is a photograph of him the day he was born, and he came out of the hospital with his mum and his dad, Prince William, and all the TV cameras were there. And lots of photographers there, and everybody wanted to get a photograph of this newborn baby. Now, when I was born, there were no photographers there, no TV cameras. And when you were born, probably not the same. Lots of people were interested in this special baby because one day he will be a king. Now, at the moment, his great-granny is the queen of our country. And when she dies, then George's granda will be the king. And when he dies, then his dad will be king. And maybe one day, way in the future, this baby will grow up to be the king of our country. But you know what that passage told us when the angel came to Mary? It said that Jesus will be a king as well. And it said, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Jesus won't be the king of just one country. Jesus will be the king of everywhere. Because the Bible says he is the King of kings, the King of all the universe. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Do you know what that means? It'll never come to a stop. King George, Prince George, he might become king one day, and he might be king for 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, and then he'll die, and then somebody else will be king or queen. It'll come to an end. But Jesus, the King of kings, his kingship will last forever and ever and ever. You see, boys and girls, Christmas is special. So we celebrate the birth of a baby. And do you know why Christmas is special? It's special because Jesus is special. He's the Savior, he's the Son of God, and he's the King of kings. But I wonder, boys and girls, I wonder, adults, is Jesus special to you? When I was 7 years of age, right about the same age as some of you here this morning, I realized that Jesus is special. I realized that he was the Savior. He came to die on the cross for me because he loved me. That he was the Son of God and he was the King of kings. And I wanted to trust Jesus as my Savior. And I prayed a very simple prayer, boys and girls. I said it with my mouth, but I meant it in my heart. I said, dear God, I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me and make me a real Christian. And that day I became a follower of Jesus Christ. I became a Christian. But that wasn't the end of it. Because when you realize that Jesus is special, he's the number one person in your life. I'm a lot older than 7 now. I have tried to live my life as a follower of Jesus Christ. I wonder, is Jesus special to you? Do you believe that Jesus is special, that he's the Son of God, he's a Savior? Have you asked him to be your Savior? Have you trusted him? Have you become a Christian? And if you are a Christian, is he the number one person in your life? Is he the special one in your life? Are you living your life following him? You see, boys and girls, this Christmas season, probably the main thing you're thinking about is what presents you're going to get on Christmas Day. There's something more important than the present you get on Christmas Day. What is the most important thing on Christmas is making sure that Jesus is special to you, that he's your Savior, and you're living your life to follow him. You've listened really well this morning. You've been great answering my questions as well. What we're going to do is we're going to pray, and we're going to pray to God the Father, and we're going to pray in Jesus' name. So we pray through Jesus. He's special. And so we're going to pray in his name. So let's close our eyes so we're not distracted, and let's pray to God. Dear Father, we want to thank you for Christmas time. We thank you that Christmas is special. And we thank you that Christmas is special because Jesus is special. We thank you that Jesus is the Savior, the one who came to rescue us from our sins, to die on a cross. We thank you that Jesus is the Son of God, your Son. And we thank you that Jesus is the King of Kings who will rule forever and ever. And we pray for everyone in this room this morning. We might realize that we might believe in Jesus, we might love him, we might trust him as our Savior, and we might live our lives following him and obeying him. Help us, we pray. And we ask all these things in the lovely name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.